This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
After the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. We are efforting right now to try to get CSU head basketball coach Ali Farokhmanesh on the show. Michael's just going to keep trying. Just went to voicemail.
So far, I'm 0 for 3.
Okay. Well, I just shot him a text, so he's expecting your call. So we'll see. We would love to get him on because this Sunday, Colorado State men's basketball posted this on their X account. Sunday is about more than hoops. Join us this Sunday at 1 o'clock for our neurodiversity inclusion game as the Rams get set to take on Northern New Mexico. That is 1 o'clock at Moby Arena. And I'm curious if we can get Coach on. I want to get the details of what the game's going to look like. I'm fascinated by this because, again, you guys knowing my story a bit, we don't go to a lot of the same things that most parents probably go to. Or if we do, it's in a completely different way. I mean, even going to a movie theater a couple years ago, we did that. And that was a great, a good friend of ours, Carmen, put this on. And they had a movie showing. Can't remember. I think it was a Minions movie. But it was for neurodivergent children. You know, parents obviously are going. But it was a full-on understanding going into it. There's going to be kids running around. There's going to be kids jumping up and down doing stuff that they would normally not be able to do if you were going to just a regular movie night. For us, it was the first time we'd ever been to a movie theater with Gavin. So it was a very special moment for us. So I'm curious if we can get Coach on here in just a minute. But we'll make it work either way, Michael, because anytime we get a chance to talk to Ali, and we'll talk some basketball, too. The Rams beat Dartmouth the other night, 76-55, and they're looking like a force to be reckoned with. They'll take on Northern New Mexico, and that will be their final non-conference game. Then they'll go up against Utah State to start the season. You say, Chris, Northern New Mexico is on the way. 3-day road trip. Looking forward to it. Yeah, and Eastside Chris has kind of been our unofficial, maybe official, Northern New Mexico sideline reporter guy that follows the team. Not sure. I mean, it happened when UNC played him a couple years ago. Maybe it was last year. And then it was such a fascinating story about Northern New Mexico. Eastside Chris took an interest in that basketball program and has now given us random updates. And especially when they link up here. And, okay, so we've got an update. Our guy Ryan over there is trying to find him. Ryan's running around. Dude, Ryan Pfeiffer, SID over there at CSU, does amazing work. But trying to track down Ali Farokhmanesh can be tough because that guy's crafty. He's still got it, man. He's still got that quickness that he had in his college basketball days. So we'll see. Mike, try him at some point here in just a moment. But, man, watching basketball in this area, it is such a breath of fresh air compared to where we were with the football scene. And I think brighter days are ahead for CSU football, but basketball's not skipping a beat, man. Ali takes over for Nico Medved, and we're able to start the season 8-2. They get a big victory over the Buffs last weekend, 91-86, and you wondered, okay, is there going to be a little bit of a hangover type of effect going up against Dartmouth? Not the case. They win 76-55. We do have Ali on the show. Is it just Ali? Is it just Ali? I know Mallory might be jumping on too. Or is it just Ali? Just Ali? Okay. Ali's going to take offense to that I just said, is it just Ali? CSU head coach Ali Farokhmanesh joining us. Coach, my friend, always great to catch up with you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Brady. You know, we had the day off yesterday, and then I thought our guys looked a little gassed on Tuesday, so I actually gave them the day off again today. So we give them 2 days off right now.
All right, Coach. Watching this game against Dartmouth, you guys win 76-55. Camera kept kind of showing you didn't look 100% pleased. You were like, hey guys, we got to pick it up a little bit. We want to be blowing this team out a little more.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was necessarily like blowing out Dartmouth specifically or anything like that. It's just raising our standard of how we go about our business, and we don't play to our competition no matter who we're playing. Like, even if you're playing a really good team like Colorado or South Florida or Virginia Tech, like we did earlier this year, like the standard's the standard of how you go about your business. And I think that was, it's getting better, and it's just we're taking steps to become more consistent in certain areas, and that's everybody in the country, right? Like, that's what you're fighting for, and so that's what I was fighting for on Tuesday.
Well, I mean, isn't that in every game and all season, it's like a series of learning events too. And with you saying that, like, hey, whoever it is, we don't want to play in a certain style. We want to make sure we're playing, you know, to the status that you're striving for, to what, you know, the work level, all that stuff. So at times in this game, you're like, hey, I'm going to platoon this bad boy. We're going to throw in a completely different unit and see what they got. Sometimes that can wake dudes up where, you know, at this type of year, as you're ending your non-conference schedule, it kind of maybe slightly refocuses a team after a huge win over the weekend.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, right, you're fighting a little bit of human nature that you had three big games in the Bahamas the week before, right? And they were all super physical. They were all quad one, quad two games, and you came out 2-1, feel good about yourself. It's a long trip back home. Then you're preparing for Colorado next, and that's a super emotional game, just with a rivalry and everything. So I hate saying that, but there was definitely a little bit of a hangover just from the amount of work that those guys put in, and how emotional those games were and high level those games were. There was a little drop off going into Dartmouth, and you felt it. I actually thought defensively we looked really good at times. And we took some steps in the directions that we've been focusing on. But offensively, we were a little slow. We were a little sluggish in some areas. But I was proud of the guys for fighting. They still fought for what we were trying to get done. And that's what we said. It's a process, and it's step by step. And we made small steps to where we want to get to. And now we got to take another step.
Well, and obviously the scouting report is really starting to glow for other teams. Looking at Josh Pascarelli, I mean, this guy, he only shot two three-pointers in that game, Coach, if I'm right, made them both. He has this quick release, though, where it's just like, I mean, I'm hearing it on the broadcast. I'm hearing it from a lot of other people. There's a little Steph Curry to this guy. If you give him an inch, he's gonna find a way. Obviously, Dartmouth was making that a big part of their game plan, was to try to slow him down.
Yeah, and I think that was probably why, because they went 3-2 zone against Wyoming basically 85% of the game up there, and then we didn't even see it till the second half. So we had to prepare our guys for it just because we really hadn't seen a zone in a while. So that was part of it. I think that was part of why our offense was a little slower in that game to get going. And yeah, Josh is always going to be a key. I guess I don't know why he wouldn't have been a key going into Saturday's game when he was 8-for-8 the game before, but we got to find ways to get him shots. But also, when you got four other guys out there that all shoot over 40% too, it makes it hard to just key on one guy from three. It creates a lot of problems having Josh out there on the floor.
Ali Farokmanes joining us, head coach for Colorado State. Kyle Jorgensen, man, how's he doing? I noticed he kept, like, he had a good game, and he's had a really good season. I noticed he kept kind of grabbing that left elbow, and then maybe came out with a kind of a band over it too. Everything good there? Obviously stayed in the game, finished the game, but is he feeling okay coming up for this next game against Northern New Mexico?
Yeah, it seemed like it was like a more of a bursa sack thing in his elbow and whatnot. So he's okay. It was nothing around that. And actually, his thumb's been bothering him a little bit. So that's, he's dealing with a few things, and I kind of told him, I was like, when when you move up in the lineup, that's what happens. You get beat up more,
and
that's part of your job too. Is you get to a point, you start realizing like really half of your job now, once you get into the season, is taking care of your body and trying to figure out ways to recover, and knowing that you probably will not feel 100% the rest of the season. And I think Kyle would definitely probably tell you he does not feel 100%, but he's battling, and I'm proud of him for. He's become a tougher player in this past season too. Obviously, the skill level and everything else is what makes him great, but I think his toughness is really starting to show, and that's huge.
Well, I talked about like what a testament is to you, your staff, and you know guys like Jason Phillips. I said this like. I even said it last year, like, take a look at Kyle Jorgensen now, compare him to what he's going to look like in a year, two, or three. I mean, it's night and day difference. He certainly, I mean, it's not like he looked bad last year, but he really looks the part this season.
Yeah, no, I mean, JP's done a phenomenal job with him in the weight room. And then also, like, Madison, our trainer, Megan, our new nutritionist, they've done a tremendous job of educating him on what he needs to be doing. And then at some point, right, we all have access to the same information. It's how you use it. And I think he's taken full advantage of all the resources that we have here. And you get to a point where you start realizing, like, me getting in the gym more isn't the reason why I'm not getting what I want out of this. It's all those 1% areas of my life in terms of my sleep, my diet, how I do my recovery. All those areas are really what separates you once you get to this level. Everyone works hard. Everyone's in the gym. It's those areas that pretty much everybody in daily life struggles with, right? How are those areas affecting your game? And I think Kyle realized those were the next steps for him to take. And man, he took huge steps in all those areas.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I mean, it's a fun squad, Coach. There's no question. And you mentioned a couple of those big wins. You know, going into the Dartmouth game, it's like, how do you handle a game like this when you have a really emotional game at Moby? That place was rocking. You beat the Buffs. I have to ask, because we're friends, your post-game comments were like as professional as they can be. They're like, hey, we respect that team. Good in-state win, all this stuff. I couldn't help but catch, you know, Coach Boyle, who I have a lot of respect for, he mentioned that was your Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard that. I have to ask because we're friends. You can no comment me if you want, but I thought that was kind of a little interesting fadeaway from that coach south of you guys.
No, and I don't know what the context of it was necessarily, but I respect the heck out of Tad and the career that he's had at Colorado. I mean, it's hard to imagine where Colorado basketball was prior to Tad Boyle,
sure,
you know, and how much success they've had and how many good players have come out of there in the last 15 years. So the one thing I know is, like, when Colorado State and Colorado are both good at basketball, it's better for the state of Colorado. And so, like, I probably shouldn't say this, and Ram fans probably don't like that, but, like, I'm absolutely rooting for them the rest of the season. Like, I want them to be really good. I want us to be really good so that next year it's the same atmosphere when we go up to Boulder, when we play them, because I think that's – if we want to keep kids in the state of Colorado, basketball has to mean something to the state of Colorado. And when those two teams are really good, it means something to the state, especially when you have kids from the state playing in that game. That's only going to help me recruiting going forward. Like, I want the best kids in the state of Colorado to be choosing to play basketball and choosing to – and at the end of the day, they're choosing between being a Ram or a Buff. And that's what I want to get it to. So whether it's my Super Bowl, his Super Bowl, whatever, as long as it's a sold-out arena and we're playing against each other and it's good for the state of Colorado, I'm up for whatever bowl game it is.
I love it, too, and I'm with you. I mean, I look forward to that game. I've loved that game for as long as I can remember, and when both teams are good, there's just a different feel about it, and there was certainly a different feel last weekend against Colorado. Coach Ali Farokh-Manesh joining us. Man, coming up this weekend, first off, I loved the story from Mike Brohard. It's available at csurams.com, kind of specifically talking about your family and obviously leading to this game coming up against Northern New Mexico. This is going to be CSU's neurodiversity inclusion game. Obviously, you and I connect a little bit here. I know the UNC head football coach connects a little bit here. What you guys are doing, and I want to get into detail what this game looks like, is bringing light to this, and I absolutely love that you guys are putting this game on, Coach. If you can spend some moments talking to us about what this game looks like, what this means personally to you and your family.
Yeah, it's special. Like, I think this is these are those events that and Mal and I had talked about this, like, geez, I mean, when I first got into coaching, that, you know, she gave up her career basically as an ICU nurse for me to be able to do this. So we always thought that there was a platform that was going to present itself someday for her to get back to helping people the way she did as a nurse, just in a different capacity. And this opportunity, obviously me getting being put in this position, set that up for us and then set that up for our family. And then going through what we went through with Mila, not knowing a diagnosis and for her autism. And I think that was one of the hardest things that she went through, I went through, is you didn't really know where to go. You didn't know who to talk to. You didn't know what was going on. And at the time, what we were told was all these different things about what was happening and why it was happening with Mila, and we couldn't get any answers. And I want people to know, now that's part, it's not just for people that are autistic. It's not just for something specific. It's for everybody. And I think the biggest thing is I want to bring our community together so that people and parents that are going through certain situations and are looking for answers that might not have them. And when we've talked about this, finding community to be able to talk to other people about just everything, not even struggles, just everything that's happening in their lives and what's going on and whatnot and how they've dealt with things. This is what this is about, is to bring that community together, to also allow for people to connect and hopefully build a bigger community around one another, and then also present educational resources for people that might not know certain situations about what people are going through. And I think that's what's the special thing about Colorado State, is when you have someone like Temple Grandin at this university, it makes it all that much better, is that you have someone that's been an advocate and one of the first people to do what she's done in her career. Like, it's something for my daughter to look up to. And so I believe in a higher purpose to things, and you can't tell me that this wasn't all put in place by a higher purpose. So I'm super excited for Sunday at 1:00, and I hope people are able to come, not even just for the basketball game. Like, I'd love it if people come for the basketball game, but to me it's more for those people that, man, you're looking for community, you're looking for connection with other people that might be going through similar things that you're going through, and all the resources that are going to be at the game. It's going to be phenomenal.
So, Coach, what will kind of separate this game from, like, a typical game? Obviously, I know when I see, like, neurodiversity inclusion, I'm expecting a little bit different feel than, you know, what a typical game or a typical event might look like.
Yeah, so there'll be different stations set up around the concourse, actually, from the Special Olympics to Foothills Gateway. There's five different stations that will be set up, and each one will have different resources for people that are trying to learn more, get education, or trying to figure out different ways that they can get help too. And then that's a huge piece, and I'm excited about that. And then throughout the game, they'll be doing different presentations about things and whatnot. A Special Olympics team will be playing at halftime, a basketball game at halftime as well. We'll have people that are with Foothills Gateway that will get to be wiping the floor up with the managers in between timeouts. Temple Grandin's going to be there also. I'm just excited for everybody to be a part of it, and obviously for my family to be a part of it. And we got these wristbands that all these guys are going to get on Saturday that just says "Lead with Curiosity." And I think that's probably the biggest thing about this, is just being more curious than judgmental. And I think that's the biggest takeaway I have from this whole event, is lead with curiosity and choose curiosity over judgment.
I can't tell you how much, like, you know me, my story too, of course, with our little guy, Gavin, hearing this kind of stuff, and, you know, with what I think a lot of people can be inspired, because when you get that diagnosis, you're like, oh my gosh, what's next? And I love your story too, because what you and your wife Mallory have done, I mean, these are great, these are incredible people. You're a Division I basketball coach, and you guys are finding ways to make this work, and every case is a little bit different. I'll never forget, like, when we first got our diagnosis, then we sit down with our pediatrician, and I love our old pediatrician. You know, the first thing he told me was like, you know, I guess the big thing is he'll be a little awkward at parties. I'm like, you don't really know a lot about what, there's just so much, like, even pediatricians, even doctors are still trying to figure out what this looks like. Being able to educate people to all of these different stories, games like this, events like this, these are huge when it comes to that.
No, 100%. And I think it's like what we said, it's for families to be able to connect with one another too. Because, like, I don't think it's hard to truly understand someone's experience if you're not going through it, right? You always try to with empathy, but it's that's part of what this game is too, is to really allow for connection for people. And so I hope there's a ton of people in the community that whatever you're going through, it's neurodiversity. So it's also including people that are going through depression and have anxiety, and on down the line, it's for those people to be able to come here and be with other people that might be experiencing the same thing, and then also have all these resources in the same building to be able to get access for those people. I know I'm pretty lucky that I'm at Colorado State and I have access to a ton of people that can help us and my family, and I wanted to be able to bring some of those resources and some of those connections to the forefront for everybody. So I'm hopeful that's kind of what gets accomplished by this on Sunday, as well as a win, but mainly that.
Yeah, I love it, Coach. Well done by you guys. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to continuing to follow this program. You know, I'm a huge fan of yours, and obviously these kind of stories just kind of hammer that message home for me. So well done by you and the staff, and you and your wonderful family for putting this together for all of Colorado State. It's absolutely huge, and it's so important to not just our community, but the country, as this is an ongoing discussion too.
No, absolutely. It's become a little politicized in some ways, but at the end of the day, that's part of this too, is to get full education on it and truly get the education from people that are experts in their fields. And that's not me. So I'm not the one to give all the advice out on everything, but I do know one thing is that I've learned from my wife and over time is that usually when you research stuff and you ask the right people the right questions, you can find your answers, and the right people will be in the building on Sunday to be able to help anybody that needs help.
Like I said, man, when you first get that diagnosis or whatever, it's like, where do we go? What do we do? And not everything works for this family, had a different experience or whatever. Being able to get as much information as you possibly can, it's critical. It's absolutely huge. So thank you for doing this, man. I always appreciate it. And I know you're bummed out, Coach. We had you on weekly last year, and you would always throw out like your basketball, you know, tips of the, your basketball phrases of the week for us, man. Are you getting rusty? You know, I know you got a little busier now and you're head coach and all that stuff, but you got to miss a little part of that.
100%. All I know is I didn't drop you. You dropped me. That's what I found out.
Oh, man, we are talking after that. I'm calling you off the hook coming up next. Ali, appreciate you, man. I love having you on the show. And you know, seriously, you're always welcome on this program. And I love what you're doing, man. Best of luck to you guys the rest of the way and, of course, this weekend.
No, thanks, Brady. I appreciate it. Hope to see you Sunday, too.
All right, man. Sounds good. Ali Farokhmanesh, head coach for Colorado State. You got him, Mike. Good job. He had to call you. He had to call you, Mike. You couldn't get through. He had to call us, right?
That's what happens sometimes when their phones just.
Yeah, this is a,
I blame his phone.
Yeah, no, this is it's a great thing. Seriously, like education on this is huge. And even if you are educated, one person's story is not going to be the same. I'm serious, Mike. We get our diagnosis. We find out my kiddo's on the autistic spectrum. We go sit down with our pediatrician like the next week or whatever, and he's a great guy, but he's that's not his specialty. So he's like, you know, he'll be good. Worst case, he's going to be a little awkward at parties. That's what we were told, and we're like, yeah, it's a little more than that, a little bit more than that.
Yeah, basically, he's saying he's going to be Micah.
and this kid, like, he's amazing in so many ways, but we certainly have our hurdles. We certainly have our things we have to get through. For example, like my schedule, I'm not able to go. I don't go to games like I used to because at night, you know, when I get my kid expects a kind of certain bit of instruction, not instruction. What am I looking for? Kind of a routine. And dad's a big part of that when he gets off work. And so going to games has kind of been one of the things I haven't done as much. That's why, thankfully, I have ESPN Plus and the Mountain West Network app and all of these different outlets that I can sit on the couch and watch games. I can catch as much and get the information. But yeah, going to games and things like that can certainly take a hit. But for me, it's like I get to spend time with the most awesome little child that I've ever been around. And it's sometimes very perplexing, very confusing to figure out what's going through his brain. And that is a battle, a thing that my wife and I fight through. A lot of families deal with this. It's truly inspiring to see what some families can do.
I think you're the reason why the Rams suck. If you had been going to these games, the Rams would have won a few more.
The Rams suck. What?
Not their basketball team, their football team.
They're 8-2, Michael. They're 8-0. Oh, you're talking about the football team?
Yeah,
I did go to.
Their basketball team I expected to be good.
I went to a few football.
Norvell Redenbacher's team just wasn't great.
Not great. Yeah. All right. 30 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll take a short break here. We're going to get to the top stories of the day, actually, coming up because there's a lot going on. So we'll get that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.